Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 261. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for riding with me, for being an internet friend, for reading what I write and listening to what I have to say. It's unreal. So thank you so much for that. And I'd actually like to start by giving you some credit. You know, it's obviously an amazing thing to have people support me and tell me how, you know, great my perspective is and how much, you know, my content has helped them. That's fantastic. And I'm so grateful for that. But I want you to give yourself some credit too. You know, you listening and my content helping you, that only happens when you are hungry for change, when you are eager to change, when you are willing to change, when you're willing to listen and expand your mindset. And that's all you, my friend. I'm just the guy dishing it up, but you're doing something with it. And that's really freaking cool to me. So I want you to show yourself some love. You know, the fact that you take the time to listen to some random guy talk about his feelings and mindsets and confidence and dating, that means that you're committed to doing more, to being better, to loving yourself. So I say kudos to you. You know, thank you for always giving me kudos, but kudos to you. You know, you're pretty freaking great. And I'm a big fan of yours. So give yourself a nice pat on the back there because you deserve it. And I've got something for you today that I think will be helpful. And I'd be honored if you rolled with it as well and applied it in your life so that you can be happier and healthier and more fulfilled in your dating life specifically here. And this is the idea of being single. And if you follow me and you listen at any cadence, really, you know that I'm all in on the power of being single and my concept of single being your superpower. But I want to take this a step further. Maybe you've read my book, Single is Your Superpower. Maybe you've realized what I have, that your single years are these formative, amazing years that are, you know, it's a time to be celebrated, not looked down upon, not avoided. These are years where, you know, you should be proud of yourself, not ashamed of yourself or where you feel less or that you're falling behind or anything like that. You should be proud of those years. So let's say you're rocking with me. You're nodding your head. You're like, Case, yeah, I feel that. I did the book. I love it. Let's say you're rocking with me. You know, you're living this mindset of single is your superpower. Well, then eventually you're going to get to the question of, you know, what's next? When should you decide to step back to the table and get serious about finding your person? Like, what does that look like? Where do you draw the line between being super, super protective of your peace and your time and diving into being single and proud of that? Between that and saying, okay, you know, this time has served its purpose for me. It's time to rock and roll. It's time to find my person. So I have one specific thought on this that has been really helpful to me, and I think it'll help you. It's just one question. And I think it's powerful because it's necessary to make this decision in life. It's a decision. You have to make a decision. You're either looking to date or you're not. There's no living in the gray. There's no just letting the wind tell you which way to go. And of course, there's something to be said very much so for, you know, just going with the flow, no pressure, that if you find someone who might be a match, you go with it, right? But at the end of the day, intention is everything. So I really want to encourage you to make a decision to be single, to, you know, continue to catch feelings for yourself, or to be intentional about finding someone else. I think it's important just to have an intention either way. No pressure either way, but just an intention either way. And if you're unsure, that's awesome. That's okay. Just stay single then. That's fine. Just stay single. That'll help everyone. It'll protect your energy and other people's energy. And that's great. But when you're considering what to do from there and you're considering getting back out there, what should you be thinking? You know, what is the one sign that you should be looking for that says you're ready? You're ready to go. Well, I have one and I want to share it here. And as I usually do with the pod, I like to see what other people say about the topics that I talk about. You know, this idea of stay single until, right? It's kind of like a template. Stay single until whatever. So I Googled that. I Googled that phrase. Stay single until ... And I'm looking at the results here right now. I'm scrolling through them. Here's some of the headlines that I saw. First page of Google. Stay single until you find someone who puts effort into loving you, until you meet someone like this, until someone matches your loyalty, until you find someone that adds value to your life, until you find someone who actually complements your life, so on and so forth. It's like literally pages and pages of this. It's someone who, someone who, someone who. And don't get me wrong, those are all very obvious and correct statements. You should stay single until you find someone who deserves you and respects you and grows you and understands you and all those things. Duh. But we need to back up for a second here. And I say that because by the time you're making individual decisions about individual people on how they might or might not fit into your life, you've already progressed past the point of, am I ready for someone? Am I ready to no longer be single? And that is the question you need to answer before you start doing all that, before you start evaluating this person and that person and so on and so forth. So I have something here that I think is really helpful, more helpful than those articles, I'd say. No disrespect to them. But I think this question will save you a lot of time, a lot of time. So I say that you should stay single until you no longer have expectations. That's it. Stay single until you no longer have expectations for what dating is supposed to be like, until you no longer have expectation for what the right way to date is, until you no longer have expectations for how you're supposed to date, how you're supposed to meet someone, what a first date is supposed to look like, what a relationship is supposed to look like in its early stages, until you no longer have expectations, pressure, checklists for how it's supposed to happen, for how it's supposed to progress, and so on and so forth. That is it. I think you should stay single until you no longer have those expectations. I'm not saying, to date without standards or without expectations for compatibility or connection or what you deserve in someone or what you want in someone. That's a given. You should always have like the expectations around the person. I'm saying you should date without expectation for how it's supposed to happen. And at a glance, that might sound kind of weird. Like, Case, why would you say that? You should definitely expect certain things in dating, you know, how it's supposed to happen and what it's supposed to look like. Otherwise, you're just going in blind. That doesn't make sense. And I say, okay, you know, I buy that. You should expect certain interactions. You should expect, good communication and honesty and respect and, you know, good laughs with the other person and so on and so forth. But if you think about that, those things center around the who. The person. And that's okay. You should have expectations for the person. But there's no blueprint for the how. Who versus how. Sound like an owl. Who versus how. There is literally no right way to date. And I think we put ourselves in a corner a lot of the time when we think that there is. When we think that there's some formula to how you're supposed to meet someone, what date one is supposed to look like, what date two is supposed to look like, what connection looks like, and so on and so forth. But the truth is, I really don't think there's a formula. I really don't think there's a right way. And I think we need to let go of pressuring ourselves to find it. Because we don't think straight, frankly, when we're looking for something very, very specific. When we're looking for evidence that conforms to our expectations of what we think is right. And that really does us no favors in any aspect of life, but particularly dating. So I say that you should stay single until you're ready to date and connect and maybe even love without expectation of a certain outcome or a certain path or a certain timeline, without the need to check certain boxes or certain expectations. Stay single until you're open to love and connect in a way that you've never expected before. Stay single until you're open to joining, you know, paths with someone whose path is unlike anything you've ever considered before. Stay single also until you're centered enough in yourself to realize that the expectation of a perfect, flawless relationship, as much as that's what you should strive for, it really, that expectation isn't doing you any favors. I say, stay single until you realize that even your person, like your perfect person, your soulmate, that person, unfortunately, is probably going to hurt you in some way along your journey. Hopefully not intentionally, but almost certainly by accident, and probably more than just one time. And that's the reality of the up and down of a relationship, and you're going to do the same to that person as well. So stay single until you're centered in realizing that. Stay single until you don't, you know, find yourself having that inclination to just dip during those hard times because you read somewhere on Instagram, you know, that you should only match what's given to you, and when it's not matched, you leave. Yes, of course. But there's certain realization that comes from understanding the flawed nature of relationships. So I say, stay single until you've wiped the slate clean of expectations for the how. Focus on the who. Yes, focus on the who. But open your mind to the how. And realizing this has been really, really helpful for me to remove expectations for the process and replace it with vulnerability and curiosity. And with confidence that, yes, you'll never settle. You'll never lower the bar for the who, for the person. But you're open to the how. And there's a quote here that I really like that kind of reflects this and backs it up. Maybe you've seen it. It's one of those ones that kind of floats around the internet. It says, there's no formula to this. There are couples who dated for 10 years, then got married, but divorced after only a year. There are strangers who hooked up on their first date, but they're happily married 15 years later. There are people who were single for years, but are now happily married to someone they didn't expect to fall for. There are people who got married after only 6 months together, but are still happy. I love that, just because it proves a point here that there's no formula to what's right or what's wrong. There's no formula to the how. It's all about the who. And it's the most helpful, I think, and like empowering thought to realize that because of that, your expectations should be less around the how and more around the who. I think that's a big vibe to focus on the person, focus on all the things I talk about in the podcast all the time, the green flags, the red flags, the compatibility, the love, the understanding. Focus on those things and remove some of that pressure you put on yourself to conform to a certain how. I think that's a big power move, as I like to say, to remove the pressure of expectation. Those are expectations that you've been putting on yourself. Because, you know, doing this reminds you of certain facts that you can meet someone on an app. Let go of the stigma that that's lame. You can meet someone at the gym. Let go of the awkwardness. You could go on a first date and, you know, you could shake hands with that person as a goodbye if you want to. You can go on a first date and hook up the very first date if you want. You can meet someone on Instagram and you could date that person without ever meeting them for 2 months, 3 months, whatever, if you want. You can look beyond your quote type. You know, you can start to give the time of day to someone who you never thought you'd be attracted to because they're not your type. You can check your ego at the door, the expectations at the door, the checklist at the door. And just because you've never done it before, just because you've read on the internet that it's a weird thing to do or to not do, just because your friends never did it or they did do it, that doesn't mean that you need to follow their path. I say remove your expectations for how you're supposed to meet someone, for what it's supposed to be like, for what you're supposed to want and do. You are a unique individual, one-of-a-kind human, and that person is a unique individual, one-of-a-kind human. Who knows how a spark might be struck between the two of you? But if you're, you know, following a certain path that's filled with expectations, a certain journey, a certain progress, a certain type, you might miss it, frankly. And I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss it. So I say, stay single until in your heart and in your mind and with your eyes, you no longer have those expectations anymore. It's kind of like sobering up, right? Really powerful. Because when we do have pressure and expectations put on ourselves, we miss a lot of things. We miss things because a lot of the time, those expectations really aren't our own. They're ones that we've borrowed from other people, from couples that we've seen or our friends or movies or, you know, dating columns. We miss what might be right for us because we're so focused on what was right for someone else. But as I talk a lot about on this podcast, your needs might not be the same as someone else's. And what's more, there's no rhyme or reason to life. Like, life is random, it's weird, it's all over the place. And if your eyes aren't open, you might miss an opportunity. I really think this is a vibe. It's like, you know, if someone DMs you, flirty DM, respectful flirty DM, you can say, oh, that's sleazy, a DM slide? No, that's an expectation. Or you could say, oh, he seems nice, she seems nice, I'll chat. Why not? Why not? Someone wants to go on a FaceTime date with you. You say, ew, that's so lame. There's no connection there. That's expectation. Or you could say, why not? Why not? And I can go down a whole list of things that I think are expectations that we have for what is to be expected, what is not to be expected. You know, background, education, looks, blonde, brunette, first date vibes, first date jitters, awkwardness, whatever, you name it. You get it. I'm not saying that you need to throw everything you know, everything you've learned out the window. You know, I want a fairy tale story for you. I want a rom-com for you. I want to, you know, hitch, you know, make the pizza vibe for you like I do. And I think you'll get it, but it'll be your own. It'll be your own custom, true to life movie and story that rewards your own vulnerability and your own willingness to be open and curious. And so I think there's so much power in removing expectations for how something is supposed to happen. And also for who that person might be. You know, maybe consider for a moment that your quote type isn't actually your type, that you should maybe expand your expectation a little bit, that maybe you could learn something by venturing out from the type of men or women that you've been dating. I think a willingness to do that, a vulnerability to remove the pressure to date a certain way, to date a certain person for a potential relationship to progress a certain way, to me, that means that you're ready to date. So I say, stay single until you're that way. Stay single until you want to be that way. Stay single until you no longer have those expectations in place, where you're open to the how. But as always, you're focused on the who. So I'll end it right there. Just a short thought, something that has helped me a lot. If this was helpful for you, I'd love it if you'd share the podcast, maybe send it to a friend who has been looking for a sign or a new way of thinking or a new sense of energy. Tell them to listen and that there's much more where this came from. New episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And don't forget to check out newmindsetwhodis.com. That's where you can pick up your copy of Single is Your Superpower, as well as my 60-day journals, the New Mindset Journal and Unbothered. But that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.